Good morning and welcome to the year-long retreat. How you do anything is how you do everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Isn't this familiar and wonderful?
Yes, it is. I confess I have missed it.
Yes, I do. I do like the ring of welcome to the Project Joy radio show. This how you do anything is how you do everything is quite a mouthful.
Yes, it is. Maybe we could just shorten it to how you do anything.
Anything.
Or the how.
How. Yes. Okay, how. I think that's a really good the how retreat.
The how retreat. Because that's it. That's what we're going to be looking at, right? Process. So there we are.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, so I thought we would begin a little bit by just making sure and then some encouragements and then talk about process before we read the assignment for the day. So
okay. Ashwini, I just want to tell you that you flipped out for me for just a second there, and I actually missed a word. So we're going to focus on just say it again for me, would you?
Well, just a couple of logistics to set the stage for the retreat.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The second would be some encouragements. And then third would be actually an exercise that we are going to invite callers to participate in before we read the assignment for today that we will discuss tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Very good. Got it.
So I think everyone who's familiar with this process knows that there's a radio show every day from 9 to 9:30 Pacific time. The assignments for the day will be sent out, I believe, at 2 a.m. in the morning, so you receive it in your inbox. And that's what you practice with throughout the day. And the discussion about that assignment happens on the radio show the next day. So people have the ability to practice with it, and their insights are processed on the next day.
Yes, so we're on in conversation Monday through Friday, and assignments still come out on Saturday and Sunday.
And the Friday one, too, gets processed on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So just one little thing. A lot of folks may not have received the workbook yet, although we did attempt to mail it next day as the registrations were coming in the last couple of days. So please, if you haven't received it, don't panic. You will get it. It has been mailed. And for the first month at least, what we're going to do is to post a PDF version of the page that has the exercise on it on the website. So if people have not already seen this, there is a website which has the details of the radio show, the details of the retreat, the daily assignment, and the place where all the recordings from the show have been posted. The details of all of that would have been sent to you in a confirm email, and it's now available on the website. So,
Ashwini?
Yep.
If I don't have my book, I can go there, I can get the assignment, and I can print it out?
You can print out the page in the book and actually do it on the page. So that you're not missing out.
The
big encouragement with this book is to actually do the workbook as a workbook, right? So, it's on the cover of the page. It's a cut and paste, paint, crayon, whatever extravaganza book. So allow that part of you to get the crayons out and the color paper and everything that you want to have a relationship with this book that is not intellectual.
Right. So the one that we want to watch out for is the voice that says, "Oh well, you don't need to actually do that. You can just think about it." And the pitfall there is that people get talked into the same thing with recording and listening. Oh well, you don't really need to record it. You've thought about it. You understand. You know what the mentor is going to say. That's a really big obstacle that we want to bring conscious awareness to and not get caught up in.
Yes, yes, exactly so. And again, you know, unlike the Project Joy assignment, where every assignment is a standalone assignment, we're going through the workbook. And so it's another way of paying attention, because in the workbook, a page might have multiple exercises. So we might be on the same page for a particular, for a couple of days, because we're not doing all the exercises on that page on one day, right? And we might even skip an exercise. And so there's a way by which you could get, you can sign up to receive an email notification or a text notification of where exactly we're on the book, where in the book. And it'll say, here's the page number and here's the assignment. And just to pay attention, because again, you know, you want to know what assignment we're working on.
And you don't want to get talked into, this is so much fun. I'm just going to do half the workbook this weekend.
That's
because
right.
That's not it either. This is a workshop, a retreat that we are all doing together. And all of these little things that you're pointing out are hows that if we can recognize them here, we'll see how they trip us up in other places too.
Yes. And so the encouragement is to keep pace with the book, literally, right? Be on the assignment that the rest of the retreat is on. Make sure you know what that is. If you can, please call into the show, because that is one of the fun parts of doing this Sangha-wide, is to expose yourself to the insights from Sangha. And put yourself in the queue. Get into the queue workshop.
Talk a little bit about that, Ashwini.
Significant practice transformations for people in the last retreat, that there is a way in which listening is one, so participating is a big deal, but participating by listening in the queue is one how. And participating by being in the queue is a completely different how. And it's such a practice of being here, paying attention, being ready to be called upon, right? It's an active participation that brings a level of awareness that's very different from just being in the queue and listening to the conversation. And in some ways, here's one of the insights that people have, right? That level of participation where you're waiting in the queue and don't get picked and then get picked, that's a workshop in itself. And then to recognize that you're shaping the retreat by what you contribute, because what you say might be something that is so important to another person's transformation, really, really assists us to get embody that sense of belonging to existence. That doesn't come until you realize you are someone here and your very presence is a contribution. What you have to say, what your presence brings, what your insight is, forms this retreat. And being able to go that far in participation is really important.
Yeah. So for people who have been on a retreat where we're all together in the same room, people will notice how they're listening to a voice in their head that's saying, you don't have anything to say, or you need to say something. You really need to say something. And so putting yourself in the queue is the equivalent of putting your hands up in gusho when we're all there together. So just adds a whole different level of not being with the voices in the head, but being with those of us who are here practicing together.
Yes, and the process is the outcome, because whether you get on the queue or whether you get called on or not is not the point, and you get to see what happens when that happens. You know, a whole workshop on attachment, a whole workshop on rejection, a whole workshop on participation, and, you know, it's fun. So all in, I think that's what we asked. Are you all in? And all in goes the gamut of doing the exercise, listening in the queue, being in the queue, being called on, being talking, etc. And I think you mentioned this too. Go ahead.
Simply because that's the way we have the best chance of revealing how we're being controlled by that conversation in our head. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I think you mentioned it also that sometimes we're told we don't have anything to say, and then we get on the queue and have the most marvelously profound conversation or insight, which is another way of proving that what we're told is not true.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Yeah. In fact, a lot of people practiced with that, getting on with the full knowledge that they had no idea what they were going to say or what we were going to talk about. And then we just, in the moment, explored what's here with their insights and that sort of thing. And that, those are some of the very, very best exchanges.
Yes. And if you do get talked out of doing the assignment for a couple of days, God forbid, then do the assignment and join in the queue wherever we are. Right? It's not like you've missed so much that you can't do the assignment in the moment, that whatever it is that is here in front of us to do. So don't do it all ahead
behind.
And then do it. Yeah, you can't be left behind. It's always now.
Exactly, yes.
And one last thing before we open it up to the caller queue with a question. I just wanted us to briefly look at, we chose this book, which is a very interesting choice at this point in practice, because the focus is on who you are, you know, on the you. And it's an interesting choice because what we're practicing is transcending the self. And there's a focus on the process of self in this book. And the lens that we want to bring to it is the lens of awareness, because the only way we can look at conditioning is through the lens of conscious, compassionate awareness. And so when we look through the lens of conscious or compassionate awareness, not only do we see the self, but we also see the authentic expression of the intelligence that animates. We can be in compassion for what suffers, and we can be in celebration of the authentic expression. And whatever it is that is seeing that is what we really want to follow the projection back to, because what sees is what we want to cultivate as what we are authentically, right? Conscious, compassionate awareness. And to keep that lens throughout doing the book, this is not about who I am. It's a process of how to see who I am as a way of seeing what I'm not and what we authentically are.
Yes. Well stated. Yes.
Yes.
The whole process is disidentification.
Yes.
It's the whole thing is a movement back. So the way we've been talking about it recently is that we are conditioned to see life through conditioned mind, through the ego. So we identify with the ego, we look through conditioned mind, and we believe that what we're seeing is what is really so. And what we're learning to do in practice now is to step back and watch conditioned mind so that we know what it's doing. At the same time, we are increasing our awareness of what is aware of what we used to think we are.
Exactly.
So I step back into awareness, and I'm noticing, I'm seeing what conditioned mind is doing, what the ego is saying, and that sort of thing. But I'm no longer believing it and looking through it. I'm seeing it the way I'd see somebody standing next to me.
Yes. And the last part of that is also, that's how we want to process the exercises. So if the exercise says, what do you love? When we process it, we're not so much interested in what you love as much as what you saw about the process of doing that assignment, right? What voices did you hear? How is it that you show up in that? And so that would be another encouragement to everybody who's participating to look at that, look at it from the all of what we've discussed in the process, in looking at process rather than the content of the assignment.
Yeah,
which is why we've added recording and listening to every single one of these, because you do the assignment and you're watching how you do the assignment, and then you record about your insights in that, and that's what we want to process.
Yes. Yeah. So the quote that that we've been throwing around a lot lately, it's not what you see, it's what makes you see. It's mm-hmm. what enables you to see. It's
yeah.
how you see that we're going
yes.
for here. And so in case anybody's kind of new to this and thinking, okay, I've made a big mistake here, we're talking about what we're going to be doing for the next X number of months. So it's not like
yes.
we have to get all of this today and just if we all got it today and said, okay, got it, I'm clear, then we wouldn't need to meet every day for the next X number of months. So this
yeah,
is
I'll do 292 exercises.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So this is good. We're just talking about our focus.
Yes. Well, and I think that is what I'd like to invite, you know, in the few minutes we have left, people to talk about, which is an example to demonstrate that would be how you signed up for this retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And so how about I bring up some callers who will talk about that right now?
All right. That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay. First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. It's Todd. Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini.
Hi, Todd.
Hello. Well,
so
the question was, how did I sign up for the retreat?
Yeah, it's kind of, what was your process in signing up for the retreat? What was your process? What did you see in that?
Yes. Well, I went through several maturations. The first maturation was the common, you know, I've done that. I did the year of Project Joy. I was very diligent. I really was all in. I can sort of rest on my laurels and maybe just pass on this next one. And then I caught that one.
The quiet, calm,
yes.
rational voice
yes.
of evil.
The quiet, rational voice of evil. And then what was beautiful, and this is what I love about the support of all the supporters, I got the email just encouraging that don't let... You know, the price or the cost, there's a payment plan, and don't let the voices talk you out of it. And I just went, yeah, that's right. And I just grabbed my credit card, and the process was, life dropped in, do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't procrastinate, which would probably, mm-hmm. and, you know, that you know, tomorrow or do it later this afternoon. It was like, oh, no, grab the wallet, get out the credit card, and go on the payment plan and just sign up as that email came in. And that
uh-huh.
was really important to do it as life dropped in that, yeah, this is it. We're going to participate. We want to. It's our heart's desire. And here we
Very
are.
Very good. Yeah.
And what's so fun
yeah.
is our book arrived this morning in the mail.
Oh, very good.
And the book was in the mail, and it was so exciting because I got to read the assignment and record it before the show. So.
Aha! Uh-huh. Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
That's great. And Todd, the components of that, the benefits of the level of awareness that you brought to this, right?
Okay.
So you were aware of what the voices were saying,
yeah.
And there was it, they were convincing.
Yes.
You know, that's that place of, well, it's, you know, this is me. If
yeah.
if I'd been there, I'd have said, well, no, Todd, what do you, no, I'm clear about this.
Mm-hmm.
I did it last time. I feel good about that. I feel good about me. Uh-huh. I could, you know, I'm clear about this. And then you're there and present as that next piece of information comes in.
Yeah.
And it's a kind of lights go on.
Right.
This is what I want to do. This is my practice.
Yeah.
And then the next thing that drops in is, do it now.
Yeah.
So there comes the intelligence animating to cut off the procrastination that ego uses so well against us, and you got the wallet, got the credit card, and did it. So it really is a perfect demonstration of what we're doing here. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're so welcome, and thank you, and just really excited to participate, and thank you for showing up every day, and I'll do aspire to show up every day with you as well.
There you go. We'll do this together.
We'll do it together. Thanks so much. Thanks, Sherry.
Thanks, Todd.
Joanie. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Todd. All right. Let's hear from another caller.
Okay.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Linda Joy.
Hey, Linda Joy.
Hey, Linda Joy.
And I'm just so excited. I've got my meditation room is all, you know, flowers and candles and everything just to celebrate the beginning of this practice. And I'm so grateful for both of you. Oh. And I signed up the minute that it came available. And and I was a little worried when I saw something in one of the notes last week about whether it would proceed or not. And I thought, no. That's I'm not going to let that one even consider that as a possibility. So,
right. Well, because you had done your part.
Yes.
Right? You you've done your part. You signed up. And then it's just in the, you know, in the hands of, okay, well, you know, maybe this is not going to be that big a deal for the rest of Sangha. So if it's not, we'll go on with whatever. But I'm not going to worry about it. I'm showing up.
And knowing you, I knew there would be something there.
we could actually say, knowing Ashwini, if this doesn't happen, she's got six other things in her back pocket for us to so that we don't suffer or do without. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. And I love the one of my favorite things is Dogen describing how to be with meditation. And the way you described your meditation room is much of it, you know, fresh flowers and candles and fresh air. And, you know, it's just this place that a person wants to be, which is a good description of meditation itself. It's where we want to be.
And it's a beautiful day here. It's sunny.
It is a
I'm
beautiful
looking at
day.
The hills.
Yep.
They're so green after the rain. It's just perfect. It's the perfect day.
It's perfect. Yep, a perfect day. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Linda Joy.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Be happy.
Thanks, Linda Joy. We have time for at least a couple more, Sherry, so here we go.
Okay.
Next
All
caller,
right.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. This is Claire.
Well, hello,
hey,
Claire.
Hello. So I'm looking at what got me to sign up, and the good Zen student, and also I did some of this retreat, by myself through the book, maybe over 10 years ago, and I did like three pages and then stopped doing it. So when I look at this, you know, I want this retreat to help me to get distance from both of those, from both the good Zen students and from both the part of this being that gets convinced to not do things.
Yeah, so seeing those as two sides of duality at group yesterday at the monastery, we were talking, people were talking a little bit about something akin to what you're describing. So the good Zen student, that sounds like a really good thing. I mean, you're a student of Zen. Who wouldn't want to have a good Zen student there? But what I suspect you're pointing at is it's just the other side of the, no, I don't want to. It's the other side of the bad Zen student.
Right. There's something about, like, I want to engage in Zen. I want to end suffering, but I don't want to do it from that place of I'm a good Zen student.
That's right. That's right. So you want to do Zen awareness practice because you want to wake up and end suffering, not because you're going to listen to some voice in your head tell you whether you're being good or you're being bad.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, in fact, that's what the awareness is for, right? to reveal those voices that are doing that to you. That's
right.
That's, yeah. Oh, that's very good. That's very exciting.
Right. And also, I'm seeing how sometimes I have a whole system in place, and when I see something that I want to change, and then I
uh-huh.
make that affect that change, that there's a whole system around that that has elements of suffering within that system too. So I'm just
yes.
hopeful to kind of like step back from it all and engage from a completely different place.
Yes, yes. So you're describing that place of you're moving back into awareness and watching conditioned mind, right? You're something comes up. This will make you a good person. This is, makes you a bad person. And instead of identifying with that, feeling bad, oh, God, what do I do? How do I fix myself? This is hopeless. You are realizing, wait, that's all part of a process of suffering. And I'm now back here in awareness looking at all of that process of suffering and seeing it for what it is. Way better place to live, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be an exciting adventure, and I'm up for the task here. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Claire.
Thanks, Claire. And, you know, Sherry, I think all of those callers just demonstrated the entire process that we're talking about,
yes.
that when we talk
yes.
about how – talk about our experience in those terms, in the way that every one of them did, there's an ability to calibrate and see, oh, here's someone who is – whose heart's desire is to wake up and end suffering. That's the authentic process.
Yes.
You have candles and in a beautiful meditation room, you pick up the credit card and listen to the voice of now. There's an awareness of how suffering is caused and a willingness to do what it takes to end suffering. All of those are processes of the intelligence that animates. And then we see the ways in which resistance or negativity or worry or whatever else tends
mm-hmm.
to collapse that awareness. And that
mm-hmm.
is the process that we're trying to look at through this retreat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All is going to be revealed, isn't it?
Yes, and it really doesn't matter what, because the what often stands in the way of being in the process of revelation.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah, yes. That's kind of our bottom line ambition with this, is getting
yes.
really clear about what is what and what is how.
Mm-hmm.
Really
and really clear. And the one element of it is how much often, and this we've been looking at in practice, where because we are the practitioner who can, and I think you pointed this out in the email class, who can redirect the attention, that we lose the two things. One, the ability to see the specificities of an ego process as a way to inform us, and we also lose the specificities of the life process that gives us joy if we let an abstract or intellectual practice be the focus, you know?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We don't want to cut corners in practice, because the corners we cut are going to just follow us around. That's the nature of karma. And because we are looking at a much broader view than I just want to get through today, what we're talking about is ending karma. We don't want anything unseen, ignored, kind of pushed to the back that's going to sneak around and get us down the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the cleaning up. It's like I just take everything that's out in my house and I stick it in the back of a closet.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make it go away. Just because I can't see it or I'm not tripping over it doesn't mean it isn't exerting a good deal of control over my life. So we're
exactly.
cleaning up karma, and we want to reveal all of it for us to see rather than seeing through it.
Yes.
Well, that brings us to the end of our time and our assignment, Jerry. So
all
the
right.
assignment was to read the introduction, record it, and see what arises. And here's the introduction. It is not possible to do this workbook wrong. This book is simply an opportunity for you to see a little more clearly how you are as a person, how you approach life, and how you choose your values and beliefs. And this is not a realm in which right and wrong apply. This workbook focuses on the process of you, not the particulars, the content of your life. What you do or believe or feel will not be the point. How you do it will be the point. If you observed how you do this workbook, you would probably learn more about who and how you are than you could learn from the content of the exercises. How you do anything is how you do everything. An example, you might hold the belief that life is sacred, a simple statement. This book will encourage you to explore how you know that. Who taught you to believe that? How does believing that affect your life? Does it help you in not suffering, or does it cause you to suffer? What happens if someone challenges that belief? Why do we have beliefs? What if it's not true? And so on. Not to encourage you to do or not do anything about your beliefs, but to encourage you to explore the whole process of believing and how believing affects you. Life involves suffering. Here we define suffering as everything from displeasure or dissatisfaction to tragic loss or utter failure, the four causes of suffering. Not getting what you want, getting what you want and not being satisfied with it, having to endure the absence of those or that which you love, having to endure the presence of those or that which you do not love. How we are and how we conduct our lives leads either towards suffering or away from suffering. Throughout this book, you will be encouraged to see how you do what you do and ask the question whether your process causes you suffering or leads you away from it. This is the purpose of the workbook. We're not suggesting that you make any decisions. Just become aware. Notice everything. See if you can allow yourself to be exactly as you are with as few judgments as possible for the duration of this project. Of course, there will be judgment. See if you can become more interested in the process of judging than in what is being judged. This book is for you. Your answers aren't going to be graded. How you are is who you are. Comparing yourself to anyone is like comparing broccoli and baseball bats. No comparison is possible. And of course, there will be comparisons. Just see if you can become more interested in the process of comparing than in what is being compared. Knowing how you are is the beginning of freedom. And it's true that looking inward, seeing ourselves, can be scary. If the opportunity arises, see if you can give yourself permission to be scared, resistant, angry, upset, frustrated, sad, and depressed, as well as happy, excited, eager, open, and willing. And please, if you decide to approach this workbook, do so with all of the compassion for yourself that you can find. You're probably not a great artist or writer or psychologist or spiritual adept. So don't expect to draw like Leonardo da Vinci, write like Jane Austen, analyze like Carl Jung, or have insights like the Buddha. Just enjoy getting to know you a little better.
Nice. All right.
Record and listen, and we'll see what you have seen tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Sherry. Thanks, everybody.
Go happy.
Go happy.